Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From KDKA Pittsburgh, I'm Paul Rasmussen. Here are the top stories we're following on Friday, August 23rd. The trade war is deepening. China's announcing tariff hikes on $75 billion of American products in retaliation for President Trump's planned increase next month. PNC economist Bill Adams.
This is going to increase downside risks to growth of the American economy, and it increases the risk of a recession in 2020 or 2021.
Chinese tariffs of 10 and 5% take effect on two batches of goods in September and December. What imports are affected isn't clear. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell says the president's trade wars have complicated the Federal Reserve's ability to set interest rate policies. Speaking to a Fed policy conference in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, Powell says the outlook for the economy remains favorable but continues to face risks. Powell reiterates the Fed will act as appropriate to sustain the expansion. Reacting on Twitter, the president says, as usual, the Fed did nothing. My only question is, who is our bigger enemy, Jay Powell or Chairman Xi? Billionaire David Koch has died at age 79. Koch was a major donor to conservative causes and educational groups. Together with his older brother Charles, David founded the anti-tax small government group Americans for Prosperity. TSA says it's confiscating more prohibited items than ever at Pittsburgh International. KDKA Radio's Joe DiStio has the story.
Some travelers forget about the folding knife in the carry-on. Others try to sneak it through. Now, the TSA's Lisa Farbstein today showed off dozens of prohibited knives, tools, and other objects from recent weeks. Not sure if what you have is prohibited?
We have a Twitter account called @AskTSA. Take a picture of it. Hi, can I put that in my carry-on bag? And we'll let you know. It should go in your check bag.
You can also check out the TSA's website or the free app.
I'm Paul Rasmussen for KDKA.